Yeah, but that's kind of a very, very long explanation. Sorry to talk for so long.
So why don't we do the Sidewinder, just try it one more time, and then let's do something else. I'm just gonna play it more like a groove tune, just for. I'll play more like. Alright, one, two, wait, one, two.
One, two, three, four.
All right, so yeah, sounds good. Let me try and get behind this piano for a second. Not yours. I'm trying to think. I need to think through it because I don't know exactly what I should tell you. So I think this. So I think the am I mistaken that the D7 to that E flat 7 is a little tricky for you guys?
Which one, the G flat?
Well, just the half step thing.
That's funny. I play a different.
I mean soloing
rhythm,
over it.
Solo.
Soloing over it. I don't mean playing it.
I ignored the D flat, the D, right? So I'm just like, okay, it's a
yeah, that's
the
E thing.
Flat.
Obviously. The other
thing.
Do it from that side. So I think you could. I mean, I don't
this
really
will
know.
Be good now.
But. Oh. There you go.
Weren't you a piano mover in college?
That's what I was doing.
Now you're a piano over here.
It was good asking, that's
altered scale, so like D, E flat, F, G flat, A flat, A, B, C, E, I think, right? No, did I mess it up? Because so half, whole, half, whole, half, whole, half, whole. So, so like okay, so the altered scale is the altered scale is kind of a separate thing, right? But it's
kind of like if you kind of mash like D dominant and you kind of get all the notes of the altar scale. You don't get that fifth. You get the raise, the flat 13 instead on the E flat. Cause, Schofield does, a lot of people, it's just like altered scale.
And so one of the altered scales is the whole half whole,
and then the other one's whole half whole half. But then I guess the other thing on dominant chords that I just learned is if you play, so if we're talking like D, so let's just say we're at D, right? Is if you play the was it the melodic minor a half step below the root. So I think shortcuts and stuff. Other things you can do over that, but yeah, like again, I was common tones like a different thing. That's thinking about it harmonically, right? So like even these two chords, which are step apart from each other, they got a common tone. The C, I think that's it. But then you can also think about like different chromatic sort of notes, right? So like the E flat, which is the root, is the flat 9. The F sharp, which is the F, which is the 9 of the E flat, the sharp 9 of the D flat. So stuff like that, think about, there are different ways to connect chords together. So there's like common tones, and there's almost like chromatic common tones. I don't know if that's like the actual terminology, but you can see like if you look at any two notes, right, you can find a way to make them related to each other, right? So like even like the minor second, right? It's the major seventh. Like F major seventh. So it's like there's all sorts of things, like even like two distantly related chords, you can find like some kind of note that kind of works in both of them. But then the thing is like, it's one thing knowing that, it's another thing doing it and making lines that make sense in that context, and I don't know how to do that, but I was figuring that might be something that's a little bit of help. Yeah. No, I'm no Jonathan. Jonathan could tell you all that stuff, though. He's got monster ears. He could tell you a lot more about how to make that kind of stuff work. But trying to think. Why don't we play one more tune? Because I yacked a lot today.
Good stuff, though. Thank you.
Yeah.
I just feel bad. I'm like, you guys are here to play. Then I talk all the whole time.
Well, we're here to learn, right?
It's an opportunity for us to hear this type of stuff.
Yeah, well, I'm trying, you know, hopefully some of it's useful. It's again, it's all kind of like, there's so many different doors you can go down in this music, and it's just like, you know, maybe 90% of that you didn't need to hear, but it's I'm just saying all of it because I want to find, everybody I think will have a different 10% of that that like really resonates with them at this point, you know, and so that's kind of why I try to give you guys a bunch of stuff. You know, just things to think about.
Yep.
All right, why don't we